we have a winner in the studio with us. Jock Ajit Solomon is the overall best debater of South Sudan National Debaters Contest 2023. And, also in the studio, we want to talk about the importance of developing extracurricular skills for students. And Jock is with the Chief Executive Officer of the Teachers Without Borders and Chol Philip Kwer, and the Principal of the Elite High School, Chol Ruben McKen. Well, thank you so much for joining us here on the Miraya Breakfast Show. And it's a happy moment for me to host Jock with me in the studio. Good morning, and good morning, dear listeners. Good morning and welcome.
Well, my name's Jock Ajit Solomon. I think you'll not be capable to hear me well because I'm having flu as per now, but with the Ducos, you'll get friendly with that.
Right. We are actually already friendly with that because you're loud and clear. So now, starting with, Ruben Majek, you are an educator. So just tell us about the importance of having such activities as debates in our schools, and how do they contribute to the intellect of these children growing up?
Well, thank you so much, Irene Lasu. My name is Mr. Chol Ruben McKent. I am the principal of a leader school. I am very much honored and privileged to be hosted at Radio Mirai today. Mm-hmm. One of the most important things that the debates does, it enhance public speaking. As it was said by the Teachers Without Borders, they will highlight us more on this. Mm-hmm. And I have also learned it also unlocked the potential of students.
Right.
If you look at Jock Ajit Solomon, many people have known him through social media, those that have never seen him, and there are those that have watched him on TV,
right,
and also on the media, how do you call it, the social pages.
Mm-hmm.
So it is very important that he give chance to students to be known. And that's why it is very, very important. It also helped them to be able to argue positively, not on negative basis.
Mm-hmm.
And it also gave them chance to for their voices to be heard outside, because most of the topic that they debate about are being heard by the government,
right,
and people around. So it also they also act as in peace and change as well. They debate topics that to do with peace. They also debate a topic to do with a peer group, so that it is stop them and others to befriend after having fruitful debate. So those are some of the important items within the debate arena. Thank you.
And thank you so much, Ruben. Well, Philip, as Teachers Without Borders, how do you support these debate championships?
Yes, thank you so much for asking us. We are very grateful and thankful. As been said by Chol Ruben, this is a national initiative which was first initiated in 2020, and it was in hell on that very day or that very year because of coronavirus.
Right.
Nevertheless, it was first implemented in the year 2021, where 80 schools took part,
mm-hmm,
and in 2022, the number of the schools raised to 48. And above all, in 2023, we took it to 3 states of South Sudan,
right,
where it was conducted in Lagos states, and Hope and Resurrection was crowned as the champion. And it was taken to Jonglei State. 8 schools took part, and it was won by a school by the name St. Andrew,
mm-hmm,
High School. And to Central Equatoria, 16 schools took part, and Darling Wisdom Academy, Pentagon Campus, was crowned as the champion.
Right.
We went forward and brought the 3 champions from 3 different states, including the runners-up, and that was Elite, the runners-up. And we had what is called National Debaters Championship, where Elite High School was crowned as South Sudan National Debaters Champions.
Right. And that happened between the 3 states that you just mentioned.
Yes.
Right. Okay. So now, Jock, this is not the first time that I am associating with you, and I've told you before that you've got potential, and I am glad that you're picking up this at a very tender age. How did you start debating, and how did you develop this interest?
Well, I started debating as a result of inspiration.
Okay.
When
so
I
what
was
inspired
in,
you?
When I was in primary,
mm-hmm,
I had a brother of mine that was in other words, he was a cousin to me. He was in primary 5. I saw him, he was a good debater. By then I was not that perfect. I also knew that as a result, he did not just start speaking from where he was.
Mm-hmm.
He also learned gradually, and eventually he became a good debater. That is one of the things that motivated me most.
Mm-hmm.
When I went to secondary, I was perfect, but not that perfect. And with the due course of me debating every hour, and then I just got to notice that I was improving.
Mm.
So to those who are outside there, just believe in improvement. Do not believe that you are born with a talent. You have to know that you can improve. Right. The more you do something, the more you get better with it.
That's right. Now, even if you were born with a talent, you still have to work to sharpen that talent. Well, thank you so much, Jock, for that. Well, Philip, what needs to be done to get more schools involved in such debating activities, especially schools that are outside major towns?
Yes, thank you so much for that question. What is to be done, as for now, goes to three categories. Mm-hmm. One goes to the school administration. Education is not all about taking chalk and write on the board. Otherwise, that school will be called not copying school. What is needed in education, it is a journey of self-discovery. Give opportunities to all the learners to discover themselves.
Right.
And after discovering the potential of every student, you have to build, like what had been done to Jock Ajit. Jock Ajit happened to be the champion at the state level as well as at the national level, making him to be the greatest of all time.
Wow.
When they come to debate, mm-hmm. he is an extraordinary debater.
Right.
We expect all the school administrators and the teachers to give opportunities to learners to at least discover themselves.
Right.
Equally to the government, the National and State Ministry of Education should at least make sure that these activities are compulsory to schools, because we have faced a challenge that some administrators block it because they took it as a pride or ego. They don't want it. They took what is called unhealthy competition, which is to be condemned. We are not for unhealthy competition. We are there to build the talent which our learners are having.
Hmm.
Therefore, the government should make it compulsory to all the schools across the country.
Right. Thank you so much, Philip. Now, Ruben, the winner of the national championship is from your school. Tell us how important this is, particularly for the rest of the students' body at your school, Elite High School.
Basically, when we won, our school was crowned as the best school in the country, though it was in between the three states. And we did not take it at the perspective of making an advertisement or being the best, but we told them, you, the debaters, made it and you brought it upon us. And to me personally, as the principal, I don't think it makes a leader school better or defeat other schools, unless we performed in academic, sport, and other curricular co-collective activities. If we are fully engaged, then we will surely be known of what we do. But being the best in the National Debaters Championship is not enough until we are consistent. And also, if our students are found outside and reflect or portray how they are in the compound,
mm-hmm.
then definitely the Sosudan will never be the same. If we do it little, mm-hmm. and others also does the same. For our motto says, raise your candle, because we believe in primary school, most of them are giving candle, it is being light, but when you come to secondary school, you have to raise it up so that others get that light. And if we give that light to everybody,
mm.
then definitely would have changed the nation. So we look at the national building. It's not all about a leader school, but we see what is going to happen in the next 5 years.
Okay.
If we debate positively, then we will have better leaders.
Right. Thank you so much, Ruben.
Yeah.
And it's just 19 minutes to the top of the hour. You're listening to the Miraya Breakfast Show. And with me in the studio, you know, I have the winner in the studio with me, Jock Ajit Solomon, who is the overall best debater of South Sudan National Debaters Contest 2023. Isn't that amazing? He has been escorted by his principal, and we also have a representative from Teachers Without Borders. Now, Jock, your opponents obviously prepared for this debate because it is a competition and you emerged the winner. So out of curiosity, just tell me how you prepared for your points to emerge stronger than theirs.
They always say that if a small part of a chain is missing, then a chain is all weak.
Right.
So with the help of my fellow debaters, the patron, and the whole school of Elite High School, we were able to overcome the other team. Not because the other team was weak, but because of our unity. They were united also. But in every debate, we all know that there must be a winner and there must be a loser. So to the best we did, we were capable of winning, and also at the same time we had lost in the state championship, and this gave us a signal that we had to improve more on what we had We did not complain about the results. We just say that since we have lost like this, we will have to go and improve more on what we have done. Maybe it was because of our fault that we lose. Mm. So for us to win the other debate, we had to add more of our effort. So that resulted in our glory in the state, in the national championship finals.
And what I gather from that, it doesn't matter how many times you fall. The best thing is your attitude and how you pick up yourself, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so thank you so much, Job, for that. Now, Philip, as Teachers Without Borders, how will you make sure that more teachers are able to develop these kind of skills with their students?
Yes, there are two ways of making sure that the teachers at least work on the potential of the learners. First and foremost, there should be clubs such as debate clubs at the school level. There should be football clubs as well as the rest of the clubs. And this debate should be at least done weekly in the schools. That is to say, every Friday or Thursday, to sharpen the potential these learners are having. By doing so, we shall be having public speakers who will debate the issues rather than arguing, because there's difference between argument and discussion. With discussion, we find whose idea is right, but with argument, we go for who is right, which is the personality. So to make sure this one is effective at the school level, the school's administration as well as the teachers should work hard to have it at least on weekly basis and get more teachers. And we are going to work in collaboration with the National Ministry, and we are going to be training teachers who will be working as judges at the state level across the country.
Right. Well, thank you so much. And finally, Jock, Chol, Ruben, and also Philip, thank you so much for coming up to the Mirai Breakfast Show. And Jock, if you had a message to the young people who are listening in there, people who are not confident with coming to the, because it's not for everyone to come to the public to have sharpened public speaking skills. How, like, what are some of the pointers that you employ for you to be able to, you know, to deliver well when you speak publicly?
First of all of us have to know here that you cannot wake up a very fine morning and find all your problems solved. It works on a basis of how much effort you add. So as a person outside there, as a learner, a person that wants to be capable of speaking in front of people properly, you have to first know that the confidence in you matters. And how do you build your confidence? It is just a matter of you being sure that the people you are speaking to know what you are saying. You just have to improve more on what you do. You know, sometimes you have to have that zeal and passion that you have to do something.
Right.
Whenever you are really in love with something, then you'll have to do it to the best. If we get to find out some people are too ignorant to an extent that they have a talent, but how to unleash that talent is what they do not know. They will tend to be ignorant enough to an extent that they people will just get to notice that the talent they have is just fading off. As a result, some people at the end of the day say that they are not capable of speaking in front of people. But there is a logic behind that. It was their fault not to add more effort onto what they are doing for them to become people who would be greater enough in future, a person that is capable of expressing what they have to others outside there. So those who are outside there, just remember that you will have to improve. You might be bad that day, but the next day, believe me, you'll go to better, and the other day you'll be best.
Right. Jock, keep the hunger for wanting to learn burning, right? I see a bright future in you, Jock. Ruben and Philip, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you so much. And by the way, for information, Irene Lasu, Jock Ajith is a senior 2 student and still have a more way. Yeah, so thank you so much for hosting us as well.
Right, you're welcome.